If you told me I would be doing this at 2 o'clock in the morning on a Thursday night, or slash Friday morning, when I'm supposed to be up in less than 6 hours to go do doctor's appointments with children, I'd say you were crazy. But when the moment finally strikes, inspiration, muse, whatever you want to call it, or something clicks into place, you just go with it. And all of my best work has been done when I'm in this frame of mind, when I'm thinking of myself less as some woman who gets off on being a complete exhibitionist, and more, I'm where I'm supposed to be. I'm who I'm supposed to be. And there's something inherently sacred in what I do. When I come from that place, then I do my best work. So how can you not say fuck sleep? I have to go do what I do best. I haven't felt like it's been my best lately. I'm sure you've all noticed I've been really quiet. And for somebody who's been doing this for years, who prides herself at, up until recently, always holding one of the top 10 spots on Literotica for audio content, who enjoys checking her Reddit every day to see what her listeners think, I've been absent. And as many times as I've tried to purge it out of my system, what's been going on in my head and in my heart, I haven't felt worthy to do what I do, to be whatever I am to you. Whether I'm just that sexy voice you get off to when you just need to come good and hard, or whether you listen to me because maybe sometimes I do have weird, crazy insight into things you're having issues with, to your therapist sometimes. I felt like my personal life, which, let's face it, is a lot of the reasons why people talk to me, because they want my insight, because I do have such a an amazing, positive, polyamorous relationship, and I've held both of them for 20 years plus, and not without its bumps and bruises, but I haven't been able to find words for the uncertainty and the hurt and the worthlessness that I have personally felt over the last 2 months. In fact, since Beltane, since May 1st, I that was the last time I remember feeling sure of myself. Like, I was a sexy woman. I was worthy of the attention I was getting. And I'll be blunt, particularly from one person, from one man that I've talked about in my rambles or my personal audios. I've never given his name and I never will. I just say simply, he does what I do. He does audio porn. I mean, it doesn't take a genius to figure it out. God knows, I've talked enough about him, his work, directly. But you know, I'm a big girl, and I like to think I'm pretty mature. But I still have that teenage girl tendency that if things don't work out, whether for perfectly logical reasons or for reasons I will never understand, it hurts. And it's turned me into this person that is questioning, you know, this human being claimed they were really into me. And I was willing to pretty much bend over backwards to fucking accommodate them in my life. And when push came to shove, no matter how amazing the spark or the connection, I wasn't worthy of an equal amount of time, or even a partial amount of time. And it made me feel all over worthless. Like, everything I do is worthless. How can I talk to people about sex and sexuality and relationships when I can't maintain or even see red flags like that coming a mile away? And I guess all I can say is I'm human. I'm a human that leads with my heart. You know, if you can capture my mind, I fall pretty hard, pretty fast, even if that was never the intention. And, you know, I've had it happen where I've been like, hey, I'm really into you. And someone's like, that's cool. Pat, pat, pat on the head. I see you as a good friend. But feel free to keep flirting with me because it makes me feel good. And I do because I like to make them smile, because when I'm into somebody, I want to please them. And I let myself die a little every time because I'm flirting with all of my heart, saying if you wanted this, you could have it. And the response I'm getting back is, I'll never really want it, but I'm fine if you continue to inflate my ego with your adoration, understanding that you're never going to get anything back from me for it. And I have seen this play out time and time again. It is this cycle I have. Usually because I lead with my heart, I jump in and I will overwhelm someone with my intensity. And then they tell me it's too much. And that has been this huge block. And my dear friend, who is a tantric yogi, Kay, he is amazing, at ecstaticself.com if you ever want to check out his stuff. But anyways, I've been talking to him and he is really helping me, you know. I don't even know how to describe our relationship. We're good friends. I consider him kind of a mentor because he's a tantric yogi and I am very much trying to figure out my groove and where what I do and what he does kind of coalesces. I don't think we've really figured that part out yet. And he's like my part-time therapist and he's amazing. And I told him I couldn't get my head on straight. I couldn't think. I couldn't create. I was totally, literally, mentally cock-blocked. And I said, I just need something to help me shut off the noise. Because usually that's what masturbation is for me. But I haven't even wanted to masturbate because I felt so worthless. And I need to throw in here to those who listen to me for a while and kind of know my story and my two main partners. I do have to add that I recognize how blind I sometimes am when I am Twitter-pated by someone new to the amazing selfless strength and support that my two primary partners give me. Because they watch me go through these cycles, you know, whenever I'm dating someone new, particularly if there's chemistry, you know, I'll rush in head first and I'll get my heart broken bad. And I'll be like this for a while where I just can't do anything because I feel somehow again, I am broken because I am so intense, because I'm so passionate, because I'm me. And the thing of it is, is I realize that I can be very, very short-sighted and have tunnel vision. And talking to my friend Kay, you know, I just need this, exactly this. Like I can't even clear my own thoughts to tell you a coherent story. I need to shut this out, but I can't. And my usual way to do that is just not working for me right now. So he helped me with a mantra for Ganesh, who is the remover of obstacles in Hindu faith. And I started working with this mantra and realizing that I had so much emotionally blinding me to the fact that I have amazing, wonderful primary partners who show me day and night, every day, all the time, that they are on my side and they are here for me and they love me and they want me. And it doesn't matter how disabled or broken or deranged I become, they're gonna love me no matter what. And I realized in all of this mental anguish that I'd been going through for the last month that I missed a very important holiday in my own faith. And I totally missed it. It was on August 1st, was Lunasa. And this is our pagan Thanksgiving. Quick and easy understanding. Just it's harvest time. We are grateful for the harvest, etc., etc. And as many ways as I had been trying to choke down how awful this person made me feel, especially when they ghosted me like a fucking coward, after making it perfectly clear that I was never going to be, worthy of their time or attention any more than any other girl that spends her time and money to listen to him. This massive issue in my head and all of the feelings of worthlessness it brought up in me made me realize this was the hurdle I needed moved out of my way to recognize the things I should be grateful for, the things I am incredibly grateful for, and I just don't say it often enough. You know, I just realize whatever will be eventually. Eventually, things will work out the way it's supposed to. Either I will find another partner and I'll feel more balanced and my boys will feel more balanced. Or I will be lucky enough to have them both close enough that I would never need another partner. But as the latter is not likely to happen for more than like a week or so every so many years, depending, of course, on if the ex-hamster dash slash fap house studio we've been working on garners any traction. That, my beloved, has set up so that we can start raising money so that we can get together every so often. Because it's fucking expensive to fly from Scotland to the United States. And I'm not even, like, East Coast. No. He's got to come across the Atlantic to New York and then take another 5-hour flight to get to me in Seattle. This is not easy. But he cares about me so much that he is bound and determined to find a way. And maybe one day I will get to see him soon. And how could the rejection of one man who I didn't even really know beyond a couple of phone calls and video chats? How does love like that compare? It just doesn't. And there may be a million men that break my heart in one way or another that I will break my heart over and over again to please, because even though I'm only just a friend, deep down I wish to God I were fucking them and part of their life and dating them and having that romantic connection, all of it. I'll be grateful for their friendship when I have it. I will always be a little wistful that I will never get them in my bed. But at least there are two people on the face of this planet that never tell me I am too much, even when I really am. I know I can be a complete drama queen. I do. Look at what I do. I mean, my whole life I've been a performer. I've always been center stage. And my boys, they don't tell me to sit down. They don't get upset if I block their spotlight. They're always there making sure that I'm 100% cared for, taken care of, loved. Treasure, told I'm sexy, told I'm amazing. And I'm so bummed that I miss Lunasa, because I needed to stop and really think about all the things I'm grateful for. I wish I had done a ritual just to you know, have that attitude of gratitude. You know, not only am I grateful for my boys, I'm grateful for all of you guys. I am grateful for those of you that take the time to listen to me, even if you never say a word and I never know. I know there's a lot of you out there that have never reached out to me and probably never will, and that's okay. I'm grateful for you, knowing that you're out there when I'm in a mood like this when I need to talk and I need to express what's going on in my life and with my feelings and my heart, because all of that connects into my sexuality. If my heart is broken, I don't want to fuck. I don't even want to fuck myself. And my friend Kay told me that I needed to start feeling things. And even the things that hurt. And I just realized, you know, as bad as this person hurt me, I never let myself cry. I don't think I ever, even though I said I was hurt, I never really let myself feel it. And because of that, I never let it go. And that's why I've been just blocked up. And I don't know if it's all the time I've been sitting alone in my room doing my mantra that I needed to maybe get all of this just out of my way and move on. You know, I am grateful that the AFK, of course, to help me focus in on these things and figure it out in my own head. And I'm grateful to you, my audience, who I don't even know why you're still here listening to me. I mean, okay, yes, there will be some masturbating at the end of this. You know, there is your cookie, or should I say your carrot on a stick? But why are you still listening? But you do. Some of you I know do. And that means that there are literally hundreds, if I go by the people or the times my audios have been listened to, thousands of people who literally make time for me in their lives constantly. And you know what? Mr. Wright, if he's Mr. Wright, will get off his fucking ass and chase me. Because honestly, I am done chasing men. I'm done. I'm over it. I'm so fucking over it. I just want someone to come and just take me by the hair and say, "You, I pick you, you're mine." Okay, yes. You Tarzan, me Jane, let's go. I should not have to put in as much work as I have been putting in, not just with that one guy, but with so many other people. So many other people. And I just, you know what? I'm done. I'm done. I'm done playing the games. I'm done throwing myself at people. And I am grateful that I have come to that crazy ass realization, even if I'm doing this while lying naked in bed with my thighs spread on a mat to absorb all of the cum that is going to eventually fall out of me. I guess we all have our own forms of therapy. There was a movie, I don't remember if it was a movie or a book, and the title always stuck with me, and it was Dancing at Lunasa. And honestly, Lunasa isn't a holiday I have paid much attention to. I usually just loop it into, you know, secular Thanksgiving. I think that's going to change from here on out, because I think everybody needs to take a minute, especially right now, with everything going on around us. Just take a breath and be grateful for what you've got. You know, and recognize that maybe there's people around you that you kind of take for granted, that you just expect to be there. And are you giving back, you know, that same amount of love and care? Are you doing the little things back to let those people know you appreciate them? I recognize that that has not been the case for me so frequently. You know, I think it's like, I know my best friends know that I love them, and even if I don't contact them, I'm still thinking about them. If anything bad happens, I want to know. If anything good happens, I want to know. But even before COVID, I crawled into this little shell where I became not just afraid of seeing people in person, I became afraid of connecting with anybody at all, because we're in this time now where we could lose anybody at any time. And yes, things are better now that we have a vaccine, but it only works if we're all fucking taking it. So please, please, I'm sorry, if this makes you never listen to me again, I'm fine with that. My friends, if you have not gotten your vaccine yet, get off your ass. There's no crazy shit tied to it. It doesn't cause any sort of illness. I personally have had it. I have no immune system. I'm fine. But I wouldn't have been if I hadn't have gotten it. So please, for your sake, mine, for the people who around you, we are all one gigantic family, whether we want to be or not. Even if you hate the guy next to you, we are stuck on this planet together. So please take care of each other and do it first by taking care of you. And that's something I know I haven't been doing. I shut everything off emotionally, and I was just done. I really thought about just giving up. But then I thought about all of you who take the time to listen to my stupid rambles, who ask me how my day is going, who checks in when I get too quiet. For those of you that just listen, who let me just be a voice in the dark, letting you know you're not alone. I feel so very alone. But when I come back here, I say my mantras to clear the thoughts from my head. And I'm not comfortable enough doing it yet to do it for you. So I've been listening more to Kay's. He sent me an audio of him doing the mantra. And he's got this beautiful cadence that no matter what I do, I just don't feel like I quite match. So I'm not comfortable yet trying to actually do it with any authority. But I said my mantra. And I'm giving myself the permission to just let it all go. To see what's right in front of me. To be grateful for what I do have. And what I do have is an insatiable curiosity, a insatiable sex drive, and a whole lot of dirty thoughts. And I am so grateful that I get to be someone that can express them. My dear girl that I have been training in Pakistan has had a very hard time. Because obviously she and her family are devout Muslim. And I don't know how much people know about, hopefully not about me at all, but you know, that I have been helping her explore with her husband. It got back to her family, and the best of my knowledge, all they've been told is essentially she's having great sex with the man she's married to, but the fact that it's great sex is wrong. And it breaks my heart for her. I wish to the gods that I could just go and sweep her and her husband up and bring them home with me. So they would have someone nearby that loved them for who they are. And they are such amazing people. I would do anything if I could just win the lottery and go in and collect them and bring them and move them in next door. Because my girl is such a wonderful girl. And I can't imagine anyone not just loving her. I'm grateful that I live in a world where I can say these things. I can be who I am. I can embrace my sexuality. Because my girl can't do that. And I would move heaven and earth to change that for her. It's funny, I've always referred to her as my student. I've kind of tried to distance the genuine love I have for her. Because I met her through my work. So I had more of a client, employer kind of relationship, or like, you know, patient-doctor confidentiality kind of things. You know, I don't kiss and tell without permission. Should stipulate without permission. But I would be lying if I continued to say that she was just a student. She is my heart. She is the me that I was before too many men made me cry. She is a beautiful flower blooming in a desert, and she deserves the fucking world. And I'm so grateful to have her in my life. Because if it weren't for her, I would not make the most delicious lesbian content, I gotta say. She is always, always the picture in my head when I'm doing my girl and girl stuff. I used to fantasize about a cosplay girl. Now I fantasize about my treasure. I am so lucky and grateful to be who I am and do what I do. And I wish that I had planned a ritual to do for you for Lunasa. And maybe I will nonetheless to maybe be used in the future. But I felt like the only way to be me and to flush all of the bullshit I had to clear out of my way, get that out of me completely, 100%, moving on, and then absolutely embracing all the people that love me with all the gratitude that I have, because it's Lunasa. Even though I'm a few days late, okay, 10 days late, 11 days late, look, it's late. Oh, it's Friday the 13th, very late. Even though it's late, I think the gods will forgive me. Especially if I take the time to thank them for all the wonderful things in my life, for all of the good things, for all of the magic, for all of the fantasy and wonder and the amazing life I get to live, where I get to live out my porny dreams. I mean, I keep waiting for the feeling of shame to be thrust upon me for my good Catholic upbringing. I do keep thinking, oh, what will my parents say if they really knew what I was doing and that I wasn't just a writer? But even if they knew, and I think they may suspect, I am so lucky I get to live in a world where, yeah, some people are going to judge me for this. They're going to look down on me because I have chosen to do porn. I wouldn't have it any other way. I don't think I could be myself. I don't think I could be probably the best of myself if I wasn't doing this. If I wasn't laying on my back and slowly rubbing my clit. Trying not to think of how many days it's been since I have touched myself. Weeks, maybe. Months. Could even be 2 months at this point. Well, maybe not. It could be 2 months, maybe 6 weeks. It's been a while. The stuff I've released, audios usually have been recorded a while before you get to them. So I had a backlog. And then I realized I was not just letting myself down. I was letting you guys down. And I know that seems weird, but I don't feel like a negative pressure, but I realized there are some people who do seem to need me. And I was letting all of this just get in the way. Don't need adoration. I don't need any false hopes. What I do need is just to let go and be myself. Realize I am a wanton, shameless, horny slut. And I come by it naturally. My parents once said that they knew I was their kid when, as a child, I would put myself to sleep by getting up on my hands and knees and rocking my butt back and forth. So when your parents tell you that they knew you were theirs by the overtly sexual undertones of weird things you did, yeah, I come by it naturally. So if they're mad at me, hey guys, I learned it by watching you. And my mother was always pro-legalized sex work of any sort. So, again, I'm a chip off the old block. And I am so grateful that I had a mom that raised me strong like that. To not be afraid to follow my passions, even if they lead me down to porn. And I'm grateful that, wow, my body is falling apart and I have way too many autoimmune diseases to be a normal human being. My body still does this. It still loves the tiniest emotions. I have acrylic nails, so it literally, my acrylic nail fits right over the head of my clit. Holy shit, it feels good. I just have to just make the tiniest little flicking motions. And it feels so good.
I may one day lose feeling like this completely and have in the past. I am really grateful that right now it all seems to be working just fine. My brain just kind of fell back to that book title I had mentioned, or book or movie title, Dancing with NASA. I kind of wonder if dancing was a euphemism for exactly what I am doing. Because I can't stop my hips rocking back and forth. Imagining how sexy I feel when they're moving like that, and a pair of strong hands wrapped around my hips, gripping into my flesh, holding me, moving me. My brain just slipped right back to the whole original point of all of this. The amazing sexual chemistry, the amazing intensity and passion and love that I have in my life. And how it would, no matter what, the best fantasies in my mind always, always have the face of my boys in it. My dirtiest, naughtiest, kinkiest desires usually have both of them present. Even though my husband isn't always comfortable with that, but... If I were to have my druthers, have exactly what I want, the fantasy I would want, it would always include them. I think the most filthy fantasies I have are like gangbang fantasies, or there's like five guys and there are two of them. So if you've ever wondered why I am poly, no matter what anyone will tell you, even though it's gauche to say, yeah, I'm in it for the orgies. Sadly, there's never been any. And I'm not a swinger. I have to actually know people that I'm sleeping with at least a little bit for the most part. But I am so grateful that I live in a world where that slutty, horny, filthy little fantasy of mine can play out as many times as I need it to in my kinky little brain. It always causes the best orgasm. Imagining every hole I have being filled up. Seriously, if anyone can find me like four guys, maybe three guys that are totally cool being, you know, sexually active around each other. They don't have to like each other, but are fine fucking me in front of each other. If anyone knows these people, I would like to know. No, that isn't an open invitation, believe me. I still keep firm, strong lines between fantasy and reality, but in my fantasy. Fuck. If I'm honest with myself, if it's my fantasy, I would have all of those friends that I have that definitely don't want me like that. How lucky I am that I know people that turn me on that much, even though they don't feel it right back. I mean, it sucks when it's not reciprocated, but on the other hand, I'm so happy and amazed that I'm able to feel these feelings, that I don't, like, just medicate them away like I have been known to do in the past. That I am just feeling, and it's okay. And my brain is a fertile enough place to have those kinky fantasies about having my husband's cock in my pussy, my lover's cock in my ass. Hell, yeah, I'm not gonna lie, even though he broke my heart, I still would have fantasies about that certain someone's hands around my throat while his cock was in my mouth. I would think about my ex, who was amazing with his tongue. Holy shit, that boy could give me orgasms. And to prove it, there's an audio, so we're in my files, of my ex going down on me, and holy shit, was he good at it. Let's see, who would be number five? Oh, I think number five would be probably one of my best friends, who is a LMP. He's got great hands. I fantasize about those hands all over me a lot. But know what I say, dear friend. Capital F. But I can talk about the dirty, naughty, slutty things I'm into, and he just laughs and he's chill. The energy with him is, I don't have words for it. It's the cuddliest, warmest, friendliest energy, and I'm always gonna want him, but I'll be okay if it never happens, because he's pretty amazing just being him. But I still fantasize about him sometimes. But this way his hands would feel. Right over those parts that my fingertips are rubbing right now. I imagine that he would know precisely not only how to make me come hard and fast, but how to really cause me to make a mess. So when I have those naughty, slutty gangbang fantasies, yeah, in my fantasy, I get to have any cast of characters I like. And I can't even begin to tell you what that's been. If I were being a good little pagan girl, doing her best to thank her gods for all of the wonderful things in her life, like her amazing, curvy, sensual fucking body. Her amazing husbands, plural. Even though I don't think either of them. Well. Yeah. Plural. Definitely plural. See, a good witch would hold off her orgasm so that when she was thanking her gods for all the blessings that she has had, particularly this year and in this particular harvest, despite all the chaos, all of this fear, the stress, all of it, there's so much still to be grateful for. So many people in my life to be grateful for. And I would be taking the time, like a good little bitch, to acknowledge all of that before letting herself come. Because I want an orgasm worthy of the gratitude that I have. What are you grateful for? It doesn't have to be anything huge. Even in the dark, there's still a tiny little shred of light if you look for it. What's your light? What gets you through those really tough days? What is that steady North Star that keeps you moving forward? If you want, think of it and touch yourself. Edge with me. Find just one small precious thing that means the world to you, even if you never voice it aloud. I want you to think about it. See it glowing inside your mind, golden and pure and beautiful, enveloping your entire body, starting from your head, slowly down your face, covering you, almost like molten gold. You can breathe just fine as it slides over your nose and mouth, down your throat, over your shoulders. Imagine that golden light tingling slightly and feeling so, so amazing and warm and good. Healing as it travels over your chest and through your heart, down your arms, elbows, your abdomen, your root and core, the center of you. Does it feel warm there? Right there between your thighs. Imagine it pulsing slowly, rhythmically, right there, even as the rest of it moves like honey down your thighs, covering your knees and calves, until it fully envelops at the tips of your toes. This safe, buzzing, golden light cradling you, as you hold this moment, this thing, this item of gratitude so close to you, let the goodness and the light that that item, that person, that thing, that whatever it is brings you, just feel that slowly throbbing and pulsing. That golden cocoon getting brighter, brighter. Right, where you love those deep, sensual tingles and sensations to happen. Every time it pulses, it gets a little bit brighter. You can feel the heat of it. Thing, or all the multitudes of things you're grateful for in your life, hold that to you. Let it touch you and warm you. Dance that razor's edge with me. Dancing it, Lunasa. I edge and I could feel it when I start reaching that almost out of body zen like state. I'm not coming yet, but I am literally dancing on the razor's edge. That's where I feel practically blinded by my own light that I'm imagining. Realize this is who I am. And that's what I am most grateful for. No one else could be me. No one else is like me. And the people who treasure all of the weirdness and muchness that is me, they deserve to be fucking celebrated, especially at Lunasa. But it's right here at the very edge. I really see clearly for the first time in a long time. I don't need anybody but the people that are in my life and want to be in my life. And if they want to be in my life, they will be there and have been. And it's because they like me. Just me. So I'm grateful to be me. If I weren't me, they wouldn't love me the way they do. And I know someone who's somewhere in your life loves you. Maybe lots of people do. Maybe you just have that one person that makes you feel like it's all gonna be okay. Maybe you have more than one person like that, because I know I do. And I realize that if I weren't me, they wouldn't love me the way they do. So I want you to think about that as you imagine that light, as you
dance that edge with me. I'm grateful for me. I'm grateful that I am me. And I'm grateful for all the love in my life that is real, because it is for the real me. I'm grateful the gods made me the way I am.
Jesus. This isn't specifically his holiday. I feel like, even though I didn't intend to do a ritual, he hears me. And God feels like he's slowly fucking me. Please. It's just thinking beyond this light tremors of orgasm. I think someone had once asked me for me having one of those petite melt kind of orgasms that you're no longer attached to your body kind of thing. I'm bummed I didn't get it on camera, but oh, so grateful that I at least got it on audio. For the pagans in the group, what just happened does not happen as often as you think. I have more dreams when I imagine communing with my deities. I very rarely have, like, in the moment, in my own flesh, feelings of communion with them. It's definitely more a theater of the mind kind of thing and visualization. It's seldom something that I physically manifest and can feel. So what just happened was a rarity. And probably the biggest soul cleanse that I have needed. I've been working with a lot of other deities lately, and I've been wondering if it meant my patron god Hern was done with me, or it was time to move on, and I've questioned that a lot. You know, I work with love gods, particularly Eros, more often these days. I don't think anything can be more soul-soothing than the feeling of, no, he still owns me. And honestly, that's the energy that I've been missing. Oh. Wow, that's the energy I've been missing. Holy shit. The energy I've been missing, I had at my fingertips. I really gotta quit doubting myself. It's when I finally listen to myself that I come to understand things, and I guess I should sign this off by saying I'm really, really grateful. If you are still here, and my god, you're a trooper, because this is literally the longest audio I've ever done. So if you are still here, goddess bless you. You're amazing. You're fucking phenomenal. I hope you came. If not, feel free to rewind this back. Enjoy it. And hopefully now that I have flushed all of this garbage feeling out of my system, whether it was intended that way or not. And I honestly don't think that guy meant to make me feel this bad. He says he's sorry a lot. I have to believe that he means some of it. But I just needed a full soul cleanse of all of it. I needed to get back to being me again. And I think I just came to the realization that that daddy energy that I've been digging, that I've been looking for, I feel very much like Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz. You mean if I was looking for home, I didn't really have to look any further than my own backyard. And that's true of my love life. I think it's true of my spiritual life. And I hope it will continue to be true no matter what. So if I can say I'm grateful at Lunasa for anything, it's this. It's you. It's the life I have, the people in it. And I don't think I can say that often enough, but I'm gonna try.